Hypermanic noise.
Hello, welcome back to episode 7 of the podcast. Sorry, it's been a while. I've been running around in far north Queensland. Well, not running, walking slowly because I've got a bad back. Seeing all sorts of crocodiles and shit. Lots of dick birds over there, those fucking cassowaries, their dicks. Curlews, keep you up all night, their dicks. I can go through all the Queensland birds and why they're dicks. Or you can just go and visit sometime. It's a great place and the birds are dicks. This episode's really cool. I got to sit down with two of my favourite comedians in WA, Bruno Oliveira and Mick Gledhill. Fucking hilarious dudes. Mick was in the armed forces for about 20 years. Now he's a comedian. He's a former skydiving instructor. Fucking legend. And Bruno is just a sick dude. He's been coming in hard. Oh, shit. Oh, Bruno's not going to like that. No, he's been hitting the scene hard and just coming out strong, and he just destroys when he hits the stage. He's a fucking sick dude and a really funny guy. And we went wild with this one. Mick got really honest about some of the problems in the military, talked a little bit about religion. Bruno got a new nickname, which is cool, and we had a fucking good time. So hope you enjoy episode 7 with Mick Gledhill, Bruno Oliveira, and me. Thanks.
Podcast initiation complete. Warning. This episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic noise.
Okay, welcome to the show. We've just done a 30-minute podcast, essentially without the mic on. That was, Bruno had some good value in there. Wonderful shit. I'm here with Bruno Oliveira and Mick Gledhill.
Hey, man.
Ready to rock.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Hot enough for you?
Yeah, fuck, don't even start about the weather, man.
It's 472 degrees today.
Well, you know what? I was going to say it's good to be here, but I'm fucking sweating, so just get this shit done.
It's good to see you sweating.
Nah, it's not that far.
It's legal now. You can't stop me. Once they get rid of that consent thing,
she's crazy, you'll be my husband. She's crazy out here.
Oh shit! Oh, speaking of crazy, now I spoke to you and we did a podcast. It was fucking hilarious, but the audio was shit and I couldn't salvage it. I fucked it up, and it was about a guy that like dresses up as a dog.
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
I've found a better guy.
God, get fucked.
Oh, here we go.
And being the dog father, man.
Yeah.
How can we not go this way?
I want to see it.
I actually got a dog father shirt on too, by the way.
Man, that looks sick on you.
Fuck.
Looks awesome.
Check out this video. This is the man's human life as a human pup. Something like that.
Oh, come on. Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, for fuck's sake.
32-year-old Tom works as a sound and lighting technician for a local
theater. Oh, he's
got
a job. Are you serious?
After a long day at the office,
he's employed?
This is where he goes to sleep.
He lives in that fucking cage. Get fucked.
Quite successfully.
He's got army pants on. Is he a veteran?
I'm sure he is.
No way. No. Probably, yeah. He's probably got severe PTSD. Oh, I'm going to come home and be a fucking dog, right?
Bruno's just sitting there fucking furious.
He's ringing the RSPCA, I think.
It doesn't look very comfortable.
It's bizarre. It doesn't look comfortable. But then, I mean, you can shuffle around. You can make yourself a different shape and curl up differently. Swap the corners. Go to the opposite side. It looks bijou, but actually there's a lot more space in here than you really think.
Yeah, that looks comfortable, man. Lying in a cage like that.
If I seen his kind of public, I would have decked him.
I'd probably put him down.
Legit, that's why I said
decked
him.
Say he's dangerous. He bit me, right? Fucking put him down.
For the past 10 years, Tom has spent every spare moment.
But he does. He looks like he's ex-army. Like he's flipped it, right?
If facilities needed. Puppy training pad.
He said that one too many bullets go through his gun there.
What's a puppy training pad?
Puppy training pads. They're there for small puppies.
He's got a little pad normally there to toilet train him as a dog.
They're quite absorbent.
What the fuck?
It just means that if I do get sort of suddenly caught out, I've got the chance to relieve and relax.
Oh, he's good.
Tom spent more than £4,000 on specially made gear to transform into his alter ego, Spot.
That's his alter ego, he reckons.
Grand? Yeah.
You fucking dumb.
Could have bought a fucking car.
Needs a lot of talcum powder to get into this latex
it's
suit.
Custom sized. It's that much more awkward to get into.
Fucking fuck.
Is this fucking... Anyway, his mum's fucking most thinking pups watching this, right?
Community do actually need
if,
a hand to
if,
get in.
If I knew this cunt, I'd disown him.
What's he putting on there? Was that talcum powder or fucking flea powder?
Tom keeps his puppy gear at his friend Rachel's house.
Turn around and do it.
Whichever's
up to you.
He's gonna fucking missus get fucked.
No, this is the ex missus, and they broke up, and now she's like, basically, oh, he's fucked. Someone better be his friend.
She's an enabler, right? She's an enabling him to be a fuck stick.
Whee.
Looks like a wet seat. That's what it looks like. Is that like a PVC seat? Is it?
Yeah. And it's got a head that, like, I think it yaps. It's fucking.
You know what, she's just as damaged as that fucking
cunt. Puppies.
If you're helping him contributing to his madness, you're a fuckwit.
Well, they broke up, and then she's just his owner. Mm. Like she goes around and plays dog with him.
Did they break up, or did she hand him into the dog pen?
Good point, eh?
Someone rescued him in inverted commas.
That's what happened. Nah, sorry, mate. You're a fuckhead.
This doesn't even look like a fucking dog. Where's the fur?
Well, is it supposed to be a Dalmatian, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. Boom. I know my dogs.
They want to go all the time there.
He's a fucking. He's a demented Dalmatian.
That's a lot of effort for nothing, man.
I know, right?
This is everything to this dude.
I would rather be a couch potato than that fuck stick, right?
Couch potato.
I'd rather be a lazy, kennel dog. Lazy dead shit listening to podcasts. Yeah, he's a fuckhead.
Bruno, can this guy be your friend?
No. Ever. If I walk through the house, if I had a mate that did that, I would kick the living fuck out of him.
Yeah. You kick him like a dog.
Yeah, fine. Send out for like a shit cunt.
Mongrel.
You know
he says a mongrel.
Nah, that's exactly what's wrong with this fucking world, man.
He did that when she broke up with him. Like he did that because he wanted to break up with her. Because you know how blokes, they might not have the next real reason to break up with someone.
Mm.
And so they'll go, oh, let's do something extreme. I'll pretend I want to be a dog. And they go, ooh, he wants to be a dog.
Yeah, no, actually, yeah, you're fucking onto some shit there,
so
right?
It's psychology, right?
I never thought of all of that.
Because you go, oh, I don't want to hurt her feelings by saying I don't want to be with you anymore. How about I just act like a retard? And she goes, you know what?
That's actually a pretty good point, man.
I'm not down for retards.
I know that this... That's a good theory, but I know you're not right because I've looked into this. I'm a researcher.
Right.
I get deep into these issues.
Mm. Which you should.
Just, like Ray Martin.
Hey, man, it's just a fucking option. Hey.
But he's that far into it. Like, if that's his game, he's committed.
Yeah.
Because he's going to the World Pup Play Championships representing his country.
He's pissing on the fucking floor, right?
Are you serious? Yeah, no.
He's not getting laid, is he? Jesus. That's what's going on.
It's got to be doggy style, I'm guessing.
Oh,
that was a low. That was low fruit. I'm sorry.
I've never seen a dog do it missionary. Oh, let's do it human style, man. Ooh.
That's their favorite.
No shit. Yeah. What do you reckon of this, right? Because speaking on that whole theory, I actually got a mate that said to me, he was like, "Man, if you cheat on your missus and you don't want her to find out, it means you care about her." But if you're cheating for the sake of it and you don't care if you get caught, you don't actually love her.
Well, you're going for the setup. You're going for
the
setup.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
It's a pretty good theory.
It's all about risk, isn't it? I mean, the thing is, if you like the bed, you're not going to cheat on them anyway, are you?
Yeah, true.
So if you cheat on them, well, it's doomed anyway.
Mm. Yeah, but it's like, if you don't want her to find out, it means you still love her.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's what you're doing. It's a delay tactic, right? Because eventually it's going to die, right?
Yeah.
What you're doing is delaying the inevitable. That's all that is. That's a tactic.
I just never thought of like that.
That's how it is, man.
No shit.
Talk to the guy who's 50 fucking years old.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I should have thought of
Mix
that.
Mix the king of the game, man.
Yeah, I'm half your age.
I've got a
TAFE
for guys to do that. Narcissism is us.
.com.
Yeah.
Sociopathic people.
Yeah.
Four-hour course is $1,200.
Yeah, how to kick fuck out of a sociopath and not feel bad about it.
I like that.
Oh, there's
like
a few
that.
Sociopaths that need a kick in the dick with a steel cap boot.
Yeah. I actually feel like most of my friends are sociopathic, and it only took me to this point to realize that they are after like 4 or 5 years.
Okay, what was the most common offensive mannerism that you've come across? Is it the lying? Have you had shit stolen off you?
It's more It's more like
a rumor about you.
Nah, it's more like lying for the sake of it, and you don't even need to.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'll give you an example. Like, ask you like, oh, like I'll say to my mate, oh, like, what are you up to? Oh, no, I'm just having a feed. Well, okay, cool. What are you eating? Oh, no, I'm just having HJs. It's like, okay. But you find out later that they had a KFC. Like, what's the point of lying about that?
It's only eight.
Who the fuck do you hang out with?
You see what I'm saying? No, but it's just like something so small, and then you start and like you start the question, and you start to pick up more lies, like the more that you're with them.
Do you think they lie that is a calorie lie?
I think at some point there is, but then if you're getting used to calorie lies, then a lot of time you get used to just lying.
They said that they had 800 calories, but I know they really had 1,000.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can see the fucking calorie overload on the side of their
deceptive
hip.
Calorie fucks.
No, you know what I mean? It's just like small lies. If you get used to small lies, you can actually lie a lot to the point where you can't even stop it.
Oh, do you know, can I give you a perfect example of a narcissist that can turn a half truth into a full truth, right?
Hit me.
So I had a mate of mine, I've known him for all my life, used to tell me how he used to train with a champion boxer, right?
Yeah.
So I had the misconception of thinking that he could handle himself, right? And then one day, his brother said to me, because I said, oh, he used to train with a champion boxer. And his brother said, no, what happened was he was caught in bed with the boxer's wife, right? And then the boxer punched shit out of him.
Oh, no,
now,
shit.
Yeah, now technically he was training the boxer. You know? So, you know, they just turn a half-truth into a full-truth,
yeah,
right?
Fuck.
Yeah. So that's an example there for you youngsters.
Yeah, right. That's a fucking good one, eh?
Yeah.
You're opening up my mind to some shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Man.
The half-truth is a whole-truth thing, can be effective, though. There's look at churches.
Oh, political, I like it.
Oh, fuck that.
I spent too much time there. Never got molested. Feel ripped off.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, man.
Man, I tried my best, eh? Little tight shorts, staying with the pastor after, you know, for classes. Never made a move. What's wrong with me?
No, you know what? I actually know how you feel because, like, one time...
the fuck?
There's one time I actually went to a gay club because my mate had an ID, so he says. And then we actually went there with, like, a chick each because, like, there was two girls or whatever. And anyway... I went there, and because my mate's bigger, and he's like, he's a little bit taller than me, and he has muscles and shit.
Yeah.
Like, when we were in the smoking section, because at the time, I used to smoke, there was some dude, and he was talking to him, like, hey, how you doing? Like, how's your night going? And he's like, yeah, not too bad. And we're standing, like, next to each other, but the guy, he kept noticing him, and he kept talking to him, and facing all his attention on that dude.
Yeah.
On my mate, and I couldn't help but feel like, the fuck's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Oh, did you get you getting envious about the attention?
I got envious of not being hit on by a dude.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I was like, I sort of low key, like, tried to flex. I
bet he did.
No, my name's Bruno.
But
probably
surely
scared.
Probably.
Bust them in half.
Yeah, that's fucked though. You know what I mean? Like,
every guy at some stage in their life has to say, you know what? I'm just not cutting the mustard, right? And it could
never
be for anything, right?
Really?
It could be the most awesome dude at some stage in his life. He has not cut the mustard, right? And you got to own it and say, you know what? I didn't pick up Nana when I should have. She's still in the home. Whatever, you know, like kids, I forgot them, left them at the school, whatever. So, man, you got to accept your imperfections, right? Once you do that, right, everything's fine. It's okay.
I think I'm slowly starting to understand, like, starting to get how, yes, I do look intimidating, but I'm trying to soften the look. But it's like, there's only a certain amount of softening you can do.
Well, the thing is, Bruno,
pink shirt.
You look intimidating, right? But the moment you get to talk to you, then you go, you know what? He's not going to stab me, right? Relief.
But doing the weird thing is, like, I'm actually confusing people with the truth. So I'm actually like a lot of things I say and a lot of things I do. People still like, nah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But I'm actually being deadly serious.
Dude, I tell that story about my mate that killed his missus on stage. It's like a 5 to 7 minute bit, and people ask all the time, "Is that true?" And I say it in the fucking act. I don't know how much more clear I can be.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy that no one believes it.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's made up is I put a couple of events on the same day just for the sake of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same events, but I just couldn't tell you every day I was in there.
Yeah, I know.
So it's just easier to say, oh, this dude did this and this
I can
on
understand.
The same
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, it's weird.
But that's how much people invest in your performance, right? When you tell a story or you're telling jokes, they think there's a true thread to it, right?
Yeah.
So last night at the gig with Simone and myself, we did the Bonnie and Clyde at the Prohibition Cabaret, right? It was fully sick. And the thing is, after the show, I had a woman come up and she was going, if you were my boyfriend, I would punch you in the face. And I'm going, but it was only a joke, right? Mm. Yeah. Only messing around.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, it's not, okay, punch me in the face would be cool.
Yeah, turn me on.
Whatever's triggered in her brain, that thing that makes you get offended, that's also the thing that makes it funny. Like when it gets into your brain and your brain says, okay, it's either going to be offended from this information or we're going to find it funny or we're going to be indifferent. But it's that same stimulus, whatever the fuck's going on in their head is like, oh, I need a safe room and I need a puppy to play with and some colouring books.
That's funny you say that because like like there's a few times where I've said like the whole story about like the whole facial thing and the chick taking a selfie.
Yeah,
I said that I think it was at the court like once and the people that were laughing the loudest were girls.
Yeah,
and this was about a girl that wanted to take a selfie.
Yeah.
After I came in her face
because they see the stupidity of it, right?
And, but they also see the freakiness of the story because like everybody has a freaky side.
Mm. Well, you've just brought it to our attention, right?
Mm.
And you've articulated it in such a way that those girls thought it was piss funny and they've gone, you know what? We are sort of funny. Mm. Their own idiosyncrasies are funny, right? Yeah.
It also probably brought back good memories for them all, I'm guessing.
Well, who knows, exactly, right? You know?
Because even people came up to me afterwards, oh, did that really happen? I'm like, why would I fucking make up a story like that? I'm creating a pretty vivid story about some shit that didn't happen. Like,
it sounds
it's
legit.
A lot of effort.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? I haven't showed him the photo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Please do. It's going to be on the internet at www.hypermanicross.com.
The police photo.
Sorry?
The police photo.
Yeah, something like that. It's a mugshot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fucking, yeah. So just, yeah, like when I'm being deadly serious, people don't know how to take me.
A lot of it's just the look thing. Like
your eyes.
Yeah, when I had that.
Someone's told me that
your
too.
Your eyes. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, you've got the stare.
I didn't want to say before because we're mates and I don't go around hurting my mate's feelings, but you've got murderer's eyes.
he'll murder that pussy.
You've murdered someone and you don't even feel an ounce of regret.
Yeah,
right?
that's what's up. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. That's all good. No, but that's the reality of it. You know what I mean? That's something I have to face and learn how to fucking
I get the same thing. I get up and I wear a leather jacket.
You need a girl who writes to criminals in jail, right?
I think I need a criminal lawyer.
You do actually
to date.
What?
Yeah, she would love that.
Yeah, I reckon too.
Oh, yeah.
What about Corey White?
He's the one that's not normal. Nah, look at that.
No, but like the whole contrasting, like I think because like some like there was this chick at Oceans that she was actually hitting on me.
Oh,
and I just went and got a drink, and she's like, oh hey, how you doing?
Mm.
I looked at her, I was like, yeah, not too bad yourself.
Yeah,
and she's like, oh yeah, all right, you know. And then I was like,
porno music.
She's 60.
Then I told her, she was probably like mid-20s.
Okay.
And I told her, I was like, that's actually so weird that you're approaching me because like a lot of time women don't approach me. And she was like, oh, yeah, I can see why. I was like, what was that? And I looked at her, I got a little bit like, it sort of low-key pissed me off. And I was like, oh, so like, what do you mean by that? Oh, no, it's not because you look dangerous. And
ooh.
I was like, what's... Do you think I'm going to murder you or some shit? And she's like, oh, no, it's just the whole thrill. And then she walked off. I was like, what the fuck?
See,
what was so thrilling about a guy presenting his insecurity to a woman, right? And she goes, it's all right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're not dangerous.
So what I did was I went on stage and I talked about her.
And how'd that go?
She walked off.
And then what happened?
Nothing. I didn't get nothing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the famous banning incident.
No.
I was there.
I didn't actually talk about that. You know what I mean? Actually didn't go so well. So I can understand why I got banned.
Bruno did. Bruno and Rush. Did you both get banned?
No. Just me.
Oh, yeah. I thought Rush got banned too.
No. He hasn't got banned from there.
Not as far as I know.
He hasn't done anything to get banned. To be honest.
Yeah.
Like most of his material is just about like
asking people, why aren't you laughing? Why did you people come in to watch comedy? Why? How come you're not laughing? Because you're not fucking funny, Rush.
It's definitely not your fault.
Oh, fuck.
Get the fuck off.
No.
Get off stage. It's this 5 minute spot. You've been up there for 20.
He doesn't have a concept of time, Rock. He's like the fucking TARDIS, that cunt.
Look, there's a lot of the time where he has gone over, and even me, I'm just like, oh, just.
I like the dude.
I love him. Yeah. He's funny as fuck, man.
That's one of my good mates, man.
Yeah,
but the going over thing when you're trying to run a show is like, and then he has a go at you for playing him off. The fucking hell,
I
Chris
know.
Rock, settle down.
What are you flashing that light at me for? Because you're supposed to get the fuck off.
And then you seen Jimmy, and he did it right in front of the stage as well.
Yeah.
And he's like, keep going.
And then he forgets that he got flashed.
Yeah.
And they're playing the music. I guess I've got a musical number coming.
You know what? As a 50-year-old, I've got really bad memory. And I see these guys half my age, and their memory is just as bad as mine. And I'm thinking, man, you guys have got no fucking hope when you're fucking 50 years old.
But it was weird because, like after that, like he was like he even told me, he goes, man, I swear, like, I didn't see the flash. I was like, bro, he was right on stage, right next to you.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I swear I didn't see it. And I started laughing because I thought he was talking shit. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was a good one, man. Because,
yeah.
I swear, I thought, this cunt's still going with the act.
Yeah, what did he want? A fucking solar explosion in his face.
He's like, you don't have to lie to me, bro. It's all good.
Yeah,
but he actually didn't see
it. Next time, we'll just hit you with a fucking sniper. Right? We'll just shoot you off the fucking stage.
Throw
right?
a book. Your time's off.
Someone bottle the cunt.
Someone glass him.
Oh,
nah,
that's
all good, man.
That's funny.
She's crazy, Eddie.
Yeah, it's better.
Where are we going?
Oh, God knows. You know, I feel like we've been here for an hour, but we've been here for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, as soon as the mic turns on, it's only been like 20
minutes. Oh, yeah, I forgot to record it.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Do you reckon...
Can you say the same thing again for me?
Oh, fuck. I have to redo my set again.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, I'm fucking...
Do you reckon that bloke... she's washing the suit.
I reckon she is. I reckon she's that dumb she would.
What can you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Was that a latex suit?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like, right?
Yeah.
You know,
a massive condom.
Do you know that Simone isn't the latex? She used to be the latex emo.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she was saying last night.
Tish and her went to a lot of the same gigs back in the day.
It's crazy.
They were both in that goth scene.
No shit.
Mm.
She's a quiet mama too.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was just like, you never know who people are. Like, know what I mean? Because like, even though someone looks like a certain character, it's usually so far from the truth.
Yeah, and it's a lot you, isn't it?
Mm, exactly like me, actually.
That was what I was trying to get at. Is that you look at you, murderer, but once you get to know you, just rapist.
That's a good one. I love that.
I get the same reaction as you, man.
Because
I'm either wearing a metal shirt with the tats showing. And when I'm around people, I get social anxiety. So I have the exact same fucking eyes when I'm in public because I just hate being there.
Yeah. Well,
and then it comes off on stage, and especially if you have a chick like heckling you and you say something back, that's that fucking, oh man, I could have killed that fucking person the other week.
Mm.
Just destroyed like 8 people's sets in a row.
Oh,
yeah,
and
then
saying,
I get up dressed, you know, basically similar to how you're dressed today.
Mm.
And she's just fucking bam, 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 bam. Like, just hammered.
Yeah.
12 out of 10 drunk. And then when I went at her, ended my set with, fuck you, bitch, and just walked off.
Yeah, fuck you.
And then her and her whole row got kicked out.
Actually,
that was the last time his mum saw his gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What serious?
Yeah, she was the chick young
man. No shit.
She
fucking tried to glass him.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking
I've already
for kicking him out.
That's hectic.
Mum listened to the podcast that he was Simone.
Oh, yeah.
She thought that was really cool. And I said to her, don't listen to the one with Mick.
Oh.
Just because of the content. I was like, you don't want to hear that one, Mum.
A bit tough.
I'm a bit too honest. And she said, I listened to about half of it. So I need to go back and find out what story happened halfway through.
Oh,
no shit.
Because I don't know. Oh, it can't have been good.
Might have been the Thailand story.
Oh, no, I don't think it was stories about you.
Oh, no, but it wouldn't have been around that time you were talking.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you now.
Poor old mum. The things they have to put up with, right? You know, they go through agony to get us in this world, and then we just treat that birth with absolute contempt, right?
but you know what's crazy, man? Like, a lot of the time, most of my sets, my mum comes to.
Is that right?
So she's heard
I haven't
the
met
fucked
your
up
mum.
Shit, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
What's your mum's first name?
Celeste.
Yeah. That's a nice name.
My mum used to come, like, we had this band competition for the national state band competition thing.
Mm.
And we had the final in the Gold Coast. We got up on stage and mum had flown down to watch it.
No shit.
My mum's a legend. That's awesome, she's seen man. A lot of death metal over the years.
No way. That's why she's deaf, right?
Yeah, probably.
What?
Well, huh? That was a good set, son.
Yeah.
Couldn't even hear you.
That's
probably.
Why no one heckles me, right? Because I know I can't hear a fucking thing. I forget it by the time I get up the stage anyway.
Well, especially,
huh?
Once you've mentioned you've been in the army, Mick clearly doesn't give a fuck.
Oh,
like he's the epitome of that.
Do you want to hear something funny last night, right? MC wrapped up man Simone saying, oh, you know, give it up for Simone, yeah, give it up for Mick. Bleh. Mick was in the military for nearly 30 years and some chick yells something, right? Mm. And then I hear him go, oh, that's not very nice.
Oh, true.
Fuck. Yeah, so one of the stigmas I've had to live with is being in the military, right, going to a party where there's a lot of civvies, they think that you're a cop, right? Because I've got haircut, I'm a very upright guy, you know, have a posture that means I want to fuck you up the ass if you step out of line.
Yeah.
It's been a burden, right? And it's been really hard to break the ice with some people because of it.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, so I'm so glad to be out of the military where I don't have to have a fucking haircut.
Yeah.
I can just be normal, but I still have that resonating.
Yeah.
And a lot of veterans have that, right? They find it hard to shake the military off.
Yeah, I see.
And civilian people, when they try to make friends, they find it quite offensive because they're very straightforward, very direct, and quite hurtful.
Yeah, I see.
When in the military, we pride ourselves in being hurtful because it means that you've got some sort of substance if you can take it, right?
Yeah.
If you sit there and everyone's just badging you all day, but you can still get up and perform, then you're okay. That was the culture of the military, right? Make the pressure as hard as you can on that person. If they're still performing, then they're okay. Oh, man, it was such a wicked culture, right? So when you leave and you, like with you guys, you're very accommodating for the likes of myself. It's a great change that you can start to reconnect with the world rather than just the military and live and work in military terms. Everything was about the military, right? When you get out, then it's a different world again. And it is a different parallel. Yeah.
Oh, would you say that it's actually like part of your persona now? Like the whole military thing, like since you've been there for so many years?
Yeah. And you need to shake a lot of it out, right? Yeah. Some of it's really handy, like getting out of bed early and making your fucking bed, right? For a start, right?
I hate doing that.
That's all about fucking having some self-esteem, but just having your shit together. You know what I mean? Like it's a process of I get up, make the bed, have breakfast, shower, fucking have a shit and get the job done or whatever, you know. But then there's stuff like being insensitive, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing too is the military, right? I'm going to give it to you straight here, is that when you're in a fighting role, if you're fighting someone else, you actually have to have like a racist persona, right? Now, that persona washes through the military with the other ranks, the people that support, they go on deployment, because they're supporting people who kill other people and they're killing them because they're a pack of cunts, right? But really what they do is they embed a racist thread. So you'll find most soldiers who are in the battalion, say, will not be accommodating for Muslims, say, right?
Oh, okay, I see.
So they could be like these guys that join these fucking right-wing groups like the Patriots or whatever. I don't even know them because I don't even fucking... They're just a waste of fucking space.
Yeah.
So a lot of the kids get caught up in that shit, right? And then you get another fucking generation of racists you got to fucking murder or somehow get rid of. I don't know. I know it's a bit extreme, but it's an indoctrination, right? And once you indoctrinate someone, it's really hard to unravel that
and
get them back to the start.
Because it is so far from the truth, like type of thing. So for what the truth really is, and what like the reality is so far from what it is in the military.
Yeah,
they operate like a cult in a way. They take you out of who you're with. They isolate you. They restrict conversation home.
Yeah,
there's rigid rules. There's a hierarchy system. You can't question the truth or the army.
Oh, are you talking about Scientology?
No, but the army, as far as from a mental standpoint, they have all those things similar with cults.
Well, it's a policy-driven organization, right?
So is a religion.
Yeah, yep. Policy-driven, right? Except they don't... Well, in a way, they both have a preoccupation for death, don't they? You know, religion, they have a preoccupation for death. The military, they go, we're okay with it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
so
yeah.
does the Bible in the right parts.
I know,
just
man.
Just got to read the dirty bits.
I know. but yeah, coming out of the military, it's been, and doing comedy, just doing 2 years of comedy, I reckon even my personality has changed since doing it, right?
Well, I have to.
It needed to, right? Because I was fucked up, right? Fully fucked up mentally. A racist fuck, right? So.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't think, like, I was like every other cunt going, oh, I'm not a racist, but you know,
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I was like that too, growing up, Central Queensland.
Yeah, so
you
anyway.
Think Pauline Hanson's a good idea.
Well, I had a. But the thing is, you sort of go through a process of going, you know what, that's not cool, that's not cool, that's not cool. And then when you have friends that are of that ethnicity, you know, you go, you know what, I'm not going to fucking shit on them because they're a mate of mine and the rest of their fucking mob, right, because they're all fucking right, you know. And so I had a mate where I made a comment on Facebook that was racist and he pulled me up straight away and I apologized and thanked him for fucking pulling me up as a mate. That's what you do. You go, you've been a fucking racist cunt, pull your fucking head and you go, you know what, mate, you're fucking dead right. I'm going to fucking remove that. I'll take it back and I'll never do it again. You know,
yeah. I've
learned
awesome,
my fucking lesson from that, right?
No, it's good, man.
So that was that process, right? But that was from the military indoctrination and you know, shit like even with boat people,
yeah,
you know, having
see,
that insensitivity towards their fucking cause, you know, the poor cunts are on a fucking island, living on fucking nothing, surrounded by people that don't care.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, yeah.
And administrated by people that care even less, you know what I mean? And then the people in the country go, why can't we just have a couple of these people fucking come the fuck here and give them a fucking house to live in, right?
Yeah.
My dad's theory is that we should torpedo all the boats and then they'd stop fucking sending them then.
Oh, man.
That's what I grew up in.
Yeah. Well, I've heard people I used to go with a girl that's from Tassie and they go, oh, Tassie, oh, they did the right thing by getting rid of all the Aboriginals.
Dad said that
and I just went, you are fucking joking,
Dad said that the first week he moved there.
This cunt's fucking...
That's intense,
honestly,
man.
That is the... That was the entrenched racist fucking... Christ. Culture of this country in the 70s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In the 1970s, I was just saying to Mum today, isn't that wonderful how we're actually slowly fucking evolving, right? Because I said, remember how racist it was in the 70s? Mum goes, oh yeah, it was fucking really bad. Because sometimes I pick her up on stuff, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's a long process to get people back on track, right?
Yeah. I can't get anything with Dad. Like there's nothing's going to change his mind. And if we're to talk about these issues, we're going to sit there and argue.
Is that right? Mm. So he's adamant torpedoing is the best result for those people.
He's been saying it for 15 years. I'm assuming he still gels with the idea.
I think that's not going to leave him.
But this is I grew up where Pauline Hanson took off in the 90s.
Yeah.
In central Queensland. That's where I'm from. So you learn, or you're surrounded by this shit. In the military, they surround you with something.
Yeah.
When you're in a church, they surround you with all that. You know, whether it's a psychological prison. But
yeah. Another indoctrination, right? Yeah. But it's funny how these people say, let's torpedo or let's bomb the cunts, right? But it's not them that do it. It's the youngsters that we train to do it, right?
Yeah.
It's there. They're the ones that go, fuck, I just bombed some cunt because someone in Australia said, because Bob said do it.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't do it. They just say, do it.
Oh, yeah. my dad also.
Them.
Fucked up, yeah. man.
Don't
fucked
fuck
up.
With Bob. He sits on the couch all day giving orders, right?
Doesn't even know anything about other culture.
No, nothing.
My dad always travelled through Asia but hates Asians and is part Asian.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Work that out.
Yeah.
His great-great-grandmother was Chinese.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Holidays in Asia, expects them to speak English.
My grandfather...
Yeah, no shit, man. Like, what do you think? But it's fucked up. Like, Bali's one of Australians' favourite holiday getaways.
Yep.
But then they aren't a fan of Asians.
No. It's because they treat them subserviently when they're
there. Yeah, they do, yeah. And like when they're there, I've seen it for myself and it disgusts me. That's why
they treat them like dirt.
Absolute dirt.
Yeah.
Even in the hotel room.
I'd be happy to be dirt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Less than that. Fucking.
Leave them alone.
Be arrogant fucking cunts
pieces
with too much
shits,
money
man.
And
entitlement.
Oh, overinflated.
I don't understand how, okay, like someone messes up your order. Sorry, but I actually ordered this. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
It's like, I wanted a fucking vodka cocktail. This is rum.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck, bro? It's still a cocktail.
Yeah.
just take the cunt. But the way that they talk to the people that make it, like, oh, how dare you fuck my order? Like, it's a king talking to a peasant. Like, who the fuck you think you are?
She's
working
400-hour weeks.
I've spoken to the people that work at the hotels, and you hear their stories, and it's fucking hard to listen to, man. Because the amount of shit that they go for just to work at a place and get shit fucking paid.
It's embarrassing.
It's horrendous, man. Yeah. And like, people don't even take the time to like think of the person that's outside your room and trying to wait to clean your room. Yeah. You're treating them, or go somewhere else. Or they say shit like, oh, come back in an hour. Like, I'm not ready yet. Yeah. But then if you listen to a portion of a story on just how she has to travel to the fucking hotel room, you wouldn't be saying that. There's no empathy for anybody else in that fucking country. And they talk to them with the expectation of where they have to learn English.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's disgusting, bro. It's fucking yuck.
Yeah, the contempt is just overwhelming. Like, it's just appalling.
Disgusting, man.
They earn nothing. Right.
Close to nothing.
Some fuckwit, middle-class, bogan, half-wit turns up with cash in his pocket, thinks he's all that.
And thinks that just because he has money, he can treat you any way he wants.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any more fucking 12th century than that shit.
Yeah. And the locals, mate, I'll be like, let's give that cunt food poisoning.
Yeah. Fuck if that
let's
was
give
me,
him
man.
Some Bali belly. Welcome to Bali, cunt.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Yeah. You know, nothing against pieces of shit, though.
Yeah, no. Well, as long as it comes from a dog and not a human.
Yeah, a Dalmatian, right?
Human dog.
No, man, no.
I know, a Dalmatian.
Oh, God.
Yeah, now we're getting serious now.
It's like they got to dog lessons, huh?
Dog lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that fucking human dog.
How good's Steven Seagal?
He's not that good.
No, he's not, is he? I've been watching all of his old movies.
Wait, have you noticed that he actually has no expression when he's doing all his fighting? So it's like, and it's like, it's so simple, but they make it look like it's so technical just because the guy does a few flips.
Oh, man. No, he doesn't.
Not him. Oh. I'm talking about the person that he flips over.
Do you know that he's that old that if you released that ponytail that he'd actually look like a Shar Pei?
He would too.
Fucking hell.
There's a photo of him back in like 88 and he was balding halfway back to his head.
No, serious.
It's been fake the whole time.
Fuck.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's great, man.
He actually, it's funny.
He says he's taught Anderson Silva the front kick that knocked out Vitor Belfort.
Yeah.
It's like the front kick. You learn that in your first lesson of every martial art.
Yeah.
So, but Seagal taught him, which is pretty cool.
That's just funny, man, because I've seen some of his movies and he has the same, he's the same dude in all the movies. The
same character.
Yeah, he sort of squints.
Oh, he was a cook
and
once.
He talks like real low.
He was a special forces cook, right?
Was he?
Under siege.
So, yeah.
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 One
special
two.
Forces, and they go, let's demote him to a cook, right?
Oh, fuck.
He's just done $1 million worth of training, and let's just get him the best Dixies, right?
Yeah, it was there. The story was that he was going to get dishonorably discharged, but they didn't want to do that. So the only way he could remain in the military was go to cook, but he had to surrender his medals.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
But then, Under Siege 2, he's just taken a train ride somewhere, and all of a sudden, oh, no, they've taken over this train.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, dude.
That's an awesome plot.
We should do a podcast where we watch that movie and commentate it.
We should like do a video of it, but we use a mini moke instead of a train, right?
Oh, nice. Make Man, a little fucking
fight
slideshow.
On a mini moke.
He's brilliant. He is
Steven Seagal.
He's
Van Damme is like another dude. He I don't know that much about martial arts, but as far as I've seen, he looks like he's pretty decent. Mm. But he still plays the same dude in every fucking movie as well.
Do you want me to ruin your childhood?
Yeah, what's up?
He was a ballerina.
Nah, that's not ruining it.
And then he went to martial arts. He only ever had one or two, like, kickboxing fights. His record's greatly exaggerated. And
now you're ruining it.
And every movie, this jumping spinning kick.
Yeah.
He can only do a left kick or a right kick. I can't remember which one. But every movie, it's that same leg.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went deep into this shit.
I like how deep you go because you find that real fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Did you do like CSI? Yep. That's the same league.
Bloodsport?
Yeah.
You know about that dude?
No.
Tell us. I'm fucking intrigued now.
It was based on Frank Dukes.
Who's Frank Dukes?
Jean-Claude Van Damme played Frank Dukes.
Yeah.
He was in the military and then he went to the secret Kumite.
Yeah.
You remember that? Don't you remember Bloodsport?
No.
Oh,
are you serious?
I haven't seen it.
50 and you haven't even watched this.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's his big movie, the breakout movie.
Right.
He's in the military, and then there's gets an invitation to this once every 4 years underground street fighting tournament.
Right.
And goes to Thailand or whatever, and they have these. It's like the UFC, but fight to the death. So this is from like 1988.
You get an invitation to fight to the death.
It's brilliant. But it was based
on... this fucking ISIS sponsored.
But some people don't give a fuck
out
there, man.
It's an awesome movie, like 80s kung fu terrible movie. Brilliant. And so it's based on the life of Frank Dukes. And he went to the real Kumite. And he had 275 consecutive knockouts.
Fuck.
It's all bullshit.
Oh.
There's this article that goes into detail about it. He won... There's no record of that event ever happening anywhere. No one's ever come forward and said, I also fought at the Kumite.
Yeah.
He came back with this trophy, but there was a receipt trail that said it got made in California. And then
keeps getting better.
He got given a ceremonial sword for winning the Kumite, but he sold it in a failed attempt to buy the life of some orphans that were taken by pirates.
What
the fuck?
Shit you not, dude. His mentor, something Tanaka or whatever, was the name of a fucking villain. It was one of the people, his arch nemesis or something, had the name of a Bond villain.
Right. Like,
the article was the New York Times or something. And they had like 50 people, sources, like the department of this in this place said that never happened. There was no Kumite. Here's people from the area. Here's people who ran the sporting commission. Here's people who were in the martial arts clubs. No, it didn't happen.
It sounds like it's a really bad, a really bad written comic book series. That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like the 80s were easier to get away with bullshit.
Yeah, slightly exaggerated resume.
Yeah, true. That's actually
everything
was
made up.
Yeah.
But these days, you can't really get caught with fuck all now because everything's so advanced.
Well, the thing is, you can't bullshit on your resume, can you?
No.
You can get sued for that.
Yeah, no shit, eh?
Yeah.
It's a spin out, man.
Yeah.
Well, now I've had a fucking workers' comp thing. Yeah. Could disclose that all the time.
Doesn't make any difference. Like, it won't affect you.
They'll
only want to know what the status is, and if you say it's closed, then they'll go, yeah, okay, no worries, move on with your
life.
That's
good.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because if it's open, then they want to know where you're at with it and stuff. So, don't be intimidated by that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
As long as it's closed.
Yeah.
All right, Bruno. I'm going to do a game with you called Cunty Questions.
Cunty questions. God fucking damn it! What the fuck?
Fuck.
Yeah. Get ready to rumble.
Yeah.
You ready for this shit?
Nah, but hit me.
And then I've got some for Mick as well.
Sweet.
Now, you're in a pretty close family, right?
Yep.
So imagine you're at the edge of a cliff and your mum's hanging off the cliff on one side. And your dad's hanging off the cliff on the other. And you have a very important choice to make. Is Diet Coke better than Coke Zero?
No, it isn't.
Okay. Very good.
Fuck that Diet Coke shit.
Yeah, I could see you were like, oh, how fucked is this cunt going to go? I'm looking at it in my eyes.
No shit,
I thought I'd throw you off. Get you thinking about, oh shit, who would I save? Mum or dad?
Yeah, I was actually thinking like, fuck this dude and this podcast. What's he doing to me?
When was the last time you had a Diet Coke, Brenny?
Probably when the last time I went on a diet.
When was what? When you were 14?
Which is never. So.
Oh, shit.
Just leave it at that.
So, I got one for Mick.
Yep. Here we go.
So, a lot of these are, I've got a gun to your head. Just because that's the only way I can phrase these retarded fucking options. So, I've got a gun to your head. You got a few options. You can either go to the Royal Show naked for a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to spend a day at the dog park and eat every dog shit you see.
Wow.
Or any time you have sex, it's in front of your parents.
Do you know what's the biggest spin out? Oh, before you answer.
Mm.
The biggest spin out is I'm picturing you with a gun at all these situations.
I take it everywhere. I'm going to make sure he does it.
So he's got the Royal Show. Just you behind him with a gun. Just making sure he does it.
Yeah. I wouldn't leave his side.
That's hilarious.
I wouldn't let him go to the toilet alone. Man. He might put clothes on for a bit.
You with a leather jacket and all that shit. It would be fucking awesome. Dominatrix.
What do you reckon, Mick?
Well, not going to the show. I mean, you don't know where your junk's going to get caught up in the rides.
Fuck, it's that big, is it?
And there's a few cops walking around.
What the...
That's what I'm assuming, man.
Make him go on the bouncy castle naked with a bunch of like 3 and 4 year old kids.
Shadow boxing. You have to shadow box naked.
So the having sex in front of your parents?
Oh, look. I've probably already done that and not known.
Okay.
Like, that's freaky, man. They're probably not even saying a word. They're just looking at you.
I'm not going to tell them.
Panting.
They're strapped in.
Just heavy, just heavy breathing.
I think I've been a little bit vitamin. It, Mick. I've been vitamin deficient son. Lately. So.
That's my son, Mick.
I might go for a run in the dog park.
Look at him go.
Yeah. you can see, he's my son.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows.
He's getting love.
Yeah. He's got some good form.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Solid performance. I'm going to the dog park.
That's not bad.
Mum's standing there like, oh, yeah. I'm so glad he can fuck like you, dear.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. No, shit's going weird real quick.
You never knock back a hot meal. Oh.
Fucking hell. Your puns are getting a little bit too good, Mick.
Oh, sorry, man.
No, don't bother.
Very rude. This podcast
yeah,
is not.
Nah. Clothes on and eating dog shit. That's
it's not for the faint-hearted, man.
It's very rude, this podcast.
It's not easy questions, right?
Mm. But it's authenticity.
It's legit. You know what I mean? Like, could happen, right?
Well,
tangible.
I wasn't going in that direction. I was going a lot more of the authenticity of the things you talk about.
Yeah. Anything real?
It's just nothing but realness. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So.
All the way 100. That's 100.
Now, I'm going to do one more for Mick, then one more for Bruno.
Okay.
So, Mick.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Nah, Clay
so
Davis.
So, Mick, nuclear holocaust. Have I done this one with you before?
No, I don't think so.
I think I might have.
She's crazy.
But we're hanging out with Putin.
Can't remember.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Okay.
We'll see. So the nuclear holocaust, bombs going off and there's a bunker. And when you get in there, there's already 3 cunts in the bunker.
Yeah.
And you got to decide whether you want to, or you can't, never mind. You got to decide who you're going to hang out with, if you're going to kill anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's in the bunker, Sir Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, and Kim Jong-un.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And Mick Gledhill, hanging out.
Oh.
The last of our species. There's no reproduction, but there's going to be quality banter.
Nah. I'm blowing holes in all 3 of those fuckwits, right?
Straight away.
Fuck yeah. I'm drowning those cunts. Yeah. That's yeah, nah. I would pull everything out to kill those cunts. Yeah.
Fucking hell, all 3 of them, eh?
Yeah.
Well, they're all pieces of shit.
I wouldn't have
but
any of them.
There'd be some good what do you reckon? There'd be some good stories at the start, and then you get sick of them.
Like, to be honest, even though it's fucked up, I would actually generally want to get in the minds of them. So then, like, I would have them there just for the sake of just seeing what the fuck goes
just for a little
mind.
Bit.
Yeah, but then pop them afterwards.
Yeah,
but then just to get inside their head for a good 5 minutes.
Putin would get you. All right, so he'd get in your head, and then you'd kill the other 2 for him.
I think what we've established here is that
he's a strong coach.
Yeah. You never know.
Bruno is the sociopath, and I'm the psychopath. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what
plot
I am.
Twist. I'm the sociopath the whole time.
Mm.
And that works. But you're a sociopath. You're a psychopath. I'm bipolar. So
wow.
I'm a bit of both.
Fuck, we could get some jobs done, couldn't we?
Yeah.
We actually meshed pretty well.
We could we could talk about getting some jobs done.
Yeah.
That's better than doing it.
Yeah, he's got a point.
Just pretend like we're going to do it.
I think I'd probably keep Donald Trump alive so I could fuck him like a bitch, because that would appease a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Fair call.
Pull his hair while I'm fucking him doggy.
Yeah, he'd like it, though.
That's
the problem.
A bit vivid,
in
man.
His Dalmatian suit.
Fuck, that's pretty... Oh.
I'll get him in that Dalmatian suit, right?
No, you won't.
Yeah.
I think if you want to do that, you're one that's get popped, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I'll probably shoot myself afterwards and go, you know what, Mick, you don't need this.
You're better than
I don't
this.
Want to live with that. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah.
better than this, Mick.
She's crazy out here, man.
That haircut on that guy from North Korea, Kim,
It's good. I'm going to get that haircut.
Imagine his hairdresser.
That's a funny looking haircut.
His hairdresser would be like, oh, he went to usual. You know?
It's like an Asian bird.
They make all the boys get his haircut too.
He's serious.
Yeah, imagine that. You control a country so much that you can be like, get my shit haircut.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if
everybody
just started,
has to look like me.
He started getting into mullets.
It looks like an old Telstra modem on his head.
Yeah. That's a good one. Oh, dial
connection.
Yeah. You know how hard it was to watch porn on that shit?
Yeah. So this is where he comes into our generation.
I like that joke that Bruno does about where he's jerking off with the phone and people ring in the middle of it. And
I hate when that happens, man.
He interrupts, right?
Yeah.
I've rang him 7 times this morning.
Serious, man. That shit's frustrating, man. Especially when you have to act like you're not doing anything sus.
Yeah.
When I've got my dick in my hand.
Oh, you've been running. Yeah.
I'm not panting and shit.
Yeah, I've been doing some push-ups.
That'd be weird to pant while you're wanking. I don't usually do that.
I do, because I'm a dog at heart. When I'm not crying, you know.
Oh, fuck.
Sometimes you just got to have a big cry and a wank, you know.
Not the same.
Watch a sad movie. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, I do cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you? When you kill people or when you're dismembering them, something triggers?
After I kill someone and then I wank on them.
Oh, that's nice. That's
my sad moment. No, no.
What would they call you? Like the cum shot killer?
Fuck, I never thought of that, eh? Nah, like the cuddly killer.
The cuddly. How would they know you cuddled him? Are you going to be there to be arrested?
Imagine the forensics when they get there.
He's
this victim's been cuddled horrendously.
Yeah.
You can see those bruises on his neck.
First degree murder. Yeah.
First degree cuddles.
Unwanted cuddling.
Fuck. Some serious cuddling going down.
Yeah, no, fucking.
It's the cuddler.
Oh, shit.
It's the night cuddler.
Yeah.
What was the cuddler we had before?
The cuddler?
No, that we had the...
Oh, the name for me.
Captain Cuddler.
Yeah, Captain Cuddler or fucking... There's a whole bunch of shit. You know what I mean? You can do a lot with that name.
Commander Cuddler.
We had a hook.
Well,
we
that's hook. Pretty much saying my persona now. You know?
Yeah. Murderous Captain
eyes.
Cuddles.
Yeah. I'll murder Sweet you my cuddles. Cuddles. Yeah. I'll murder you my cuddles, man. Hey, I tell women, man. I'm like, look, you don't want these cuddles. And they go, nah, don't. I'm like, fuck, I fucked it up.
Hey, man.
You I don't want them to run away. I wanted them to...
Cuddle.
Yeah. Yeah. Get that hard penis on your back.
Captain Cuddles, push his bladder.
I knew we'd go fucked at some point.
You were waiting for it, eh? I can see you were waiting for it.
I was like, who is this guy? What the fuck's he doing?
I reckon that... It, no, the pimp, that's right.
Oh, the cuddle pimp.
The cuddle pimp. Yeah. We're going to call him the cuddle pimp, right?
Oh, dude, you should get a t-shirt made of that.
The cuddle pimp.
You looking real like gangster.
Now we're talking.
The cuddle pimp.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Is that off or right? That's
brilliant.
Isn't
that's
it?
Actually not too bad.
I come up with that because earlier. I love it.
You can't get upset about that.
Look at him. Imagine he's the cuddle pimp, right?
Yeah. What is he
wearing? A suit and shit.
Fuck yeah. It's got to be a cuddle suit, right? Yeah. Captain Cuddles, push his bladder and there'll be puddles.
Fuck, that's not bad. That's full of puns.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's all you need.
That sounds like a TV.
You just need a hook, right?
Captain Cuddles.
That's what you know. You're
no less puddles.
Yeah. Love puddles.
Nah, it's not bad, man. I actually like that, like the whole cuddle thing.
Cuddle pimp. If you had a t-shirt that had cuddle pimp and it was Bruno comedy, I would wear that motherfucking every day, right?
I appreciate
that.
That does t-shirts.
Cuddle pimp, right?
Oh, sweet, man.
You know what? Fuck it. You are now Perth Comedy's cuddle pimp.
That is fucking awesome, dude. Cause
it's on, right?
Because it's like ridiculous but badass at the same time.
Do you know what's going to happen? Chicks will go, is he really good at cuddling? The chicks will go, is he really that good at cuddling? And I'm going to go, fuck, you want to know it, babe.
He cuddled me once.
You'll be getting me bitches. I love it.
He's big on it, right?
I can't even cuddle him anymore because I keep getting hard. It's just weird.
This cunt's fucking PhD fucking cuddle. Right? Fuck yeah.
I don't even shake your hand because it's like a hand cuddle. It's just too much for me.
That's what my mate said.
It's a wank cuddle.
Like sometimes I get told shit. Well, I don't know how to take it. You know what I mean? Like sometimes we're just like, what the fuck you mean by that shit? Like, what am I gonna do with it?
Yeah.
Like, I'll shake my mate's hand. My mate's pissed.
Yeah.
And I shake his hand. Hey, what's going on, man? And I shake his hand, and he grabs my hand and he looks down at it and he's like, fuck, man, your hands are so soft, eh? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He likes
and
he's
and his touch is like, fuck. Let go of my hand, bro. What the fuck? And he's like, man, it's like a microwave pillow. Like, who the fuck
is wrong with your friend?
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck. You should have cuddled pimp slapped him.
Bro, and even...
Was he on acid?
I don't know, man. This cunt was on Woodstock. That's the only thing I can think of.
He's fucking on GBH.
Who the fuck microwaves pillows anyway? Like, what the fuck?
Fuck off.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, so it's just... Yeah, I got told shit. I don't know how to take it.
Soft hands.
Fucking soft. It's like, man...
There's nothing wrong with that.
A chick touched my hand and was like, your hand's so soft. Like, what do you do for work? I'm like, well, I'm a house painter. Yeah, but you have soft hands. It doesn't make sense. I'm like, I don't fucking know the explanation why I don't have lotion. This is my hands, man.
Yeah. I got a 14-inch cock and I'm not a porn star. Does that make any difference?
Exactly. Like, it's like everywhere I go, I have to fucking explain myself everywhere I go.
Yeah, why you got soft fucking hands?
Just, yeah, why you
just
look
fucking
so mean
love
for?
Them, all right,
just
motherfuckers?
Bump, man.
Yeah, I'll fist them in the ass. That's what I want to do.
You know why? Because rude. People are going, look at that cunt with his soft hands. He must have the best wanks, right?
He must do.
Yeah.
You probably having better wanks than me, Breno, right? Not these 50-year-old fucking oven mitts.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give that little rant out.
That's good.
That. But we got Cuddle Pimp out. That's what we got out
of it. That's actually some gangster shit.
Especially when you look so...
Oh, Cuddle Gangster.
I like the Cuddle Pimp
cuddle
more.
Pimp. Cuddle Pimp, yeah.
Because it's you can't get offended for someone being like, what, you pimp cuddles?
Yeah.
How dare you? You How sell you cuddles?
Pimp. How dare you pimp affection?
Yeah.
No, I reckon you're on a chicken dinner with that one.
Fun. Yeah, get a picture of you like, I reckon, dressed
cuddle
like
pimp.
A bouncer sort of, like in a suit.
I was actually thinking...
Just looking hard and then cuddle pimp.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Like I actually have a top hat as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I actually wear that shit... Like two sometimes.
Do you have a cane?
I should get one though.
Oh.
I should get one. Turns into a sword.
Oh, no, so you're going the dandied path, right? Like you know the old dandies from the 20s
type of thing.
Well, they were the dandies with the top hats and the canes, and they were very smart gentlemen. They used to dress very well.
Yeah, that's
they
awesome.
They used to kill a lot of people.
Because you don't look like you're going to pimp or cuddle
in
that outfit.
That would be very... you're a stylish cuddle pimp, right? You got some fucking flair, man. You got some fucking, you know, You just got it going on, Breno.
I appreciate that, man.
You like the P. Diddy of cuddles.
I love that a lot, man.
Yeah,
that's your hook. You're the cuddle pimp, for sure.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, bro, don't get skinny.
Thanks, man. That's a word of advice. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'll see you back in the six-pack. That's out the window.
Keep those calves, Breno.
All right, that's like
you look like Sophia Loren, right?
Yeah, no,
not today. I mean, like back in the 60s.
It's got pretty vivid on what I look like.
Yeah, I know. Dude, you should get like a slogan on the back, like "I'll cuddle your shit up," or like "I'll cuddle the fuck out of you."
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I wouldn't say "I'll cuddle your shit" because
I can say because this is like a double entendre. I can say "fuck with me, I'll cuddle your shit up."
Yeah,
remember have a look at me looking real upset.
Yeah,
like real like you pissed me off.
I'll cuddle
today.
Your shit up,
or even just
That is fucking great. I like that.
And then you can have like the text and then like just a picture of your face sort of peering over the text.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm excited. I'm excited for 2018.
Yeah, me too. Oh,
same. Mm. I think it's going to be a big year for us.
It is.
Core group of fucking comedians.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Go hard.
Just make moves, man. Make as much moves as you can.
Listen, man, we just got to be fearless and just fucking do whatever, man. All right? Just go hard. Fuck it. What do you got to lose? Nothing. You live once.
And look, whoever you offend, who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
I mean, people are gonna get offended anyway. People get offended when I walk in a room.
Yeah, I do.
So like, you can't control everyone's thoughts.
Nah, as soon as you get that cuddle though, they'll change.
That's the thing.
They're like a fucking born again Christian, Bruno.
Just legit, man.
Hey, man, fucking Bruno, cuddle pimp.
Because they don't know about the cuddles, man.
I know.
But you let them know on a shirt, and then you put that fucking big. The Portuguese sexiness rape vibe thing going in there.
Yeah, they feel that V8 grit and hardness.
Fuck yeah.
You know?
I'm getting aroused just thinking about you in the cuddle pimp shit.
Yeah. Fucking hell,
I'm fucking
weird.
Loving that shit. I want to be in the mosh pit of the cuddle pimp. Right?
I feel like
the cuddle pit.
Yeah, the cuddle pit.
I feel like this is gonna really up the
you know what?
Oh, dude, people would buy
it's
that
so
shirt.
Fucking
That's
warm
fucking
and
awesome.
It's so warm and fuzzy. It is bone-worthy, isn't it? Right? Yeah. So warm and fuzzy.
I'm
going to
get a full logo, full shit going
cuddle
on.
Cuddle pimp.
I mean?
Yeah.
Women are going to love it, right?
Cuddle pimp looking so angry.
They're going to give it up, Bruno.
Fuck
I want some
like
cuddle.
Oh, cuddle me. I'm like,
fuck yeah.
One of these cuddles?
It is on.
Dude, what a pickup line.
What about...
Hang on. Do you want one of these cuddles?
No, I actually say, keen for some cuddles?
Yeah.
And some like, oh, good one. I'm, like, no, I'm serious.
I'm serious. I'm a cuddle pimp.
But then I look at them, but like, because I'm anxious.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll talk to women, get a little bit anxious at sometimes. So it's like when I get anxious, my eyes widen.
Mm-hmm.
My friend told me this. I was completely unaware of it, obviously, because I can't see myself.
Yeah.
But he was like, man, when you're talking to that chick, bro, you look like you're fucking...
Rapey.
Bro, you look like you were trying to kill her type of shit. Like, what do you mean? He's like, bro, your eyes are popping out of your head. You know what I mean? Would you take a pill or some shit? I'm sober as.
Yeah.
Like, my eyes popping out.
I'm just keen for some cuddles.
Yeah, but it's like, because like, when I get anxious, like, my eyes do wide. That's why sometimes I'm on stage and it's like, it looks so intense because of the fact that I'm actually anxious.
Well, you know what?
My eyes just pop out of my head like I fucking took some shit.
That's the icebreaker, right? Mm. You say, look, I got to cuddle because I'm... And when I do cuddle, I get anxious. My eyes, you know, get bigger.
Mm.
And I get an erection.
Mm.
Yeah, you know?
Keep it real out there.
Oh, that's a good way to end the show. The cool. Cuddle Pimp.
Love it.
The Dog Father.
Thank you.
What a pair.
Love it.
The Cuddle Pimp is over and out. And he,
yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to
say
born.
Something else.
Well, you forgot.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Just think about
Cuddle. A Star is Born today.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I appreciate that, guys. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've made some ground.
And
yeah.
we can...
Yeah. It is a very productive day.
We can get into his head and we can pimp out the Cuddle Pimp at parties and shit. Make a fortune and pay him nothing. This is brilliant.
And can I say that...
Fuck you.
You guys are always welcome back to my place.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate
we
that.
Do we have to pay in cuddles?
Nah, fuck, let's roll.
All right, thank you, Mick Gledhill and a confused Bruno Oliveira.
What up, G?
Thanks for listening to the show.
Thanks so much.
Thanks
for having
you later.
Man.
Cheers. Hail Satan.
Fuck.
Hypermanic noise.